T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It isn't so much about experience, it's about judgment.
Our plan wouldn't bankrupt the country, and in fact, it would improve.
And there will be no trade agreement until we invest more in American workers.
It makes no sense for childcare to cost 2/3 of somebody's income.
Universal childcare for everyone, it just has some people adding a small payment.
I would declare a state of emergency on day one on climate.
Yeah. Are you asleep yet? Wake up. That was the highlight of the Democratic debate last night.
That's a very strong word for that.
Those were the highlights. I mean, it was a snoozer with everybody trying to get to the left of Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, other than Biden, who just kind of bumbled his way through it again, seemed kind of lost. Here's the thing I love about Biden. He's been in Washington for longer than some of you have been alive. He's been in Washington longer, I know, than Trish has been alive. But he's here to tell you that he's the guy to fix all the problems that he's been there overseeing for the past 40 years. You got to be kidding.
This is his year, Mark.
This is it.
Yes.
If you just put me back in power one more time, I can fix all the things that I screwed up the last 40 years. I'm not buying it. I don't know. Let me get to my guest, Cassie Smedley with the RNC. Cassie, good morning to you.
Good morning. You hit it right on the head there, Mark. I'm going to fix all the things that I screwed up the last 40 years. Biden has the worst record on that stage. I'm with you. That was the most frustrating thing at him last night.
Well, you know, I loved watching the president's speech last night. Well, first of all, I love watching his rallies and the people that lined up 12, 15 hours ahead of time just to get a spot in the arena last night to watch him speak. You don't see any kind of enthusiasm like that for the Democrats. And then he says to them, how's your 401k doing? One guy in the front row said his was up 80, 90, 100%, something like that. President says, yeah, that's pretty good. Here's what Joe Biden said last night when asked about trade deals. Go to cut 24 for me, please.
There will be no trade agreement signed in my administration without environmentalists and labor at the table. And there will be no trade agreement until we invest more in American workers.
Boy, I'm asleep already, but tell me how in the world that would have helped the economy.
Right, and the beauty of all this, or I guess the irony, is they're doing it in Iowa. They're doing it in a place that Donald Trump has been fighting for. Today, we're about ready to sign the first phase of an agreement with China, something that we thought we wouldn't see in our lifetime, especially for those of us in the Midwest who have so been plagued by our leaders just cowing to China. And so they're up there espousing every check-the-box far-left position that they can in front of an audience of people, not in that room, but presumably in that state, because I don't know if you saw that room was tiny, but presumably in that state, who have been so hampered by all of these far-left ideas, have been so hampered by the left being more concerned with appeasing the PC culture and the far-left base than actually fighting for those of us in the heartland. So every single time that they got on and said, let me tell you how many trillions of dollars I'm going to spend for X government program that's going to be X climate sensitive or X, you know, sensitive to you name it group, it just told me that that's going to turn back all the progress that's been made the last 3 years. Every single time you hear one of those words, we all should have been triggered in saying, we got to vote for Donald Trump. We can't vote for these people.
Cassie, I read the statements last night by Ronna McDaniel, your boss there at the RNC. I loved her point about Iowa, is that these Democrats are in Iowa for their debate last night only for show, because if they all had their way, including Elizabeth Warren, Iowa wouldn't matter anymore.
That's right. Every single candidate in the race has voiced that they've been in favor of in some form or another abolishing the Electoral College. They don't like the system that we have now. And so the chairwoman's point, she said they're only in Iowa because they have to be. If they get their way and they get to abolish the Electoral College, none of them will campaign in the heartland ever again.
Right.
Because that's not where they want to spend their time. They want to be out in Los Angeles and New York, and they want to be in the areas that have high populations. And that's not the way our country works. That's not the way our founders wanted it to work. But it speaks right to the height of their hypocrisy. They're there just trying to pander to voters, but they don't actually have a genuine desire to fight for them and work for them. And the juxtaposition, of, you mentioned it, Donald Trump in Milwaukee last night with people who, the first person who got in line for that rally was in line at 10 a.m. on Monday for a Tuesday night rally. And I actually haven't seen, usually Brad Parscale, the campaign manager, he posts on Twitter the makeup of the rally attendees. I haven't seen him yet, but usually we average about 20 to 25% of attendees are registered Democrats. Another quarter are independents. Many of them came out to vote for the first time, some of them in their lifetimes, for Donald Trump. So he is appealing to people who absolutely have felt left behind in their life by their elected leaders or left behind by their Democrat Party and are moving over. And you don't see that on the left. And the more they talk about how they don't feel that they want the Electoral College, the more that they just crystallize that belief that they're not really in it for us. They're in it for themselves.
True. Cassie Smedley, my guest this morning, press secretary with the RNC. Today, the Senate is expected to be handed the articles of impeachment. I've read several different reports, including one from our Senator Blunt, that it looks like there are going to be witnesses called at this. Has the RNC taken a position on this whole inquiry and witnesses?
We haven't. Well, we haven't. Our general position is we want to get back to the business of the American people because that's what the voters tell us they want. The voters are over the impeachment. But I do think that what we've heard Mitch McConnell say, the witnesses piece of this comes down the road anyway. And I know the Senate from the very beginning, they've said, we're not going to be like the House. We're going to have a fair process, whatever that looks like. And we're going to go through this and figure out what the process needs to look like for us. It's not going to be some sham theatrics like you saw with Adam Schiff. So they are bound and determined not to let Nancy Pelosi and Schiff and Schumer call the shots on this. And so I think as much as we want it to be done quickly and not drag on, and we certainly don't want it to be a sham politicization like you said on the House, you also see the Senate saying the House had their turn. We're not going to let them dictate the terms of this. So I think a lot of them coming out saying we're open to witnesses, that's because they're saying, but as senators, we're allowed to do this the way that we see fit. You guys are done calling the shot.
Yeah, I'm not sure the Democrats are going to be very happy with how this goes. Cassie Smedley, thanks so much. We appreciate your input this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.